This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys and bad guys, cowboys and Indians, sinners and saints, masters and minions, they're all the same to me, they're all the same to me.
Welcome to Fence Post Politics, the only place for unfiltered, nonsensical, probably fake news that you never asked for. Brought to you by the Burning Daylight Podcast and your host, myself, Matt McKinley, Aaron Ellis, Tim Martin, and Rob Jost. Now let's have a little bit of fun, talk a little politics, and tell a dirty joke or two.
And your power trip magic might have fooled everybody, but you didn't pull nothing on me.
Well, happy birthday, Rob.
Where is Rob?
You dirty Jew. And just because we told a lot of Jew jokes here lately, and it is Rob's big day, I'm going to start out with one that is, I mean, it is related to the Jews, but it is not making fun of the Jews. So I think this will suffice.
Straight to it.
And so...
It's in
for
support.
All the audio listeners.
It's in support.
It is all in support of, I don't know, making
that's,
fun of this ludicrous time that we live in. But for the audio listeners, it's a man shaking hands with a man who's on fire. The guy on fire says, "Excuse me, sir, do you have a moment to talk about freeing Palestine?" And I forget what that kid's name was that lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy. But
started,
I mean,
with a
it
B,
was,
I can't remember.
It was Bushnell, something Bushnell, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tim Burton.
Oh, he better not do that.
What? Tim Burton, like, no, can't talk about Tim Burton.
Wow, and then Matt and then Matt just decides to bail after that one. Jeez. This is good pod. We wasted all of our good jokes on the beginning of the chat, and Rob just called it. Matt just called it. Matt might have lit himself on fire.
I mean, let's be honest. Matt's not going to cover himself in kerosene. He's going to cover himself in cum.
Again. How
dude, did you look like Steve like... Jobs for a second when you go to the dark screen, because you're like this. And you look like you're just plotting to erase the human civilization.
I don't know how to make my screen go black.
I don't know. This I don't know what Matt to do with my cock.
This is what Matt gets when he like leaves the podcast.
He said he glitched. He had a glitch, a Mitch glitch.
Oh,
moment.
God damn it. He had a Mitch glitch.
Yeah,
he better not cut this out either, because this is golden. This is some of the best pod this podcast has ever had.
Oh, there he is.
I'm
oh, good. Matt's
to
back.
Listen to it. I glitched like Mitch. I don't know what the fuck happened. It just said something went wrong.
We thought you lit yourself on fire in protest.
I thought about it. I mean,
you wouldn't waste good kerosene.
No, honestly, they're trying to get rid of all those products, so it's vital that we you know, use them wisely.
Matt, would you use extra virgin olive oil?
I don't what
Manischewitz.
Did he use gasoline?
See if he came before he died.
Did he use gasoline, or was it some other type of accelerant?
I couldn't tell. I watched the video kind of, and it looked like a clear liquid, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah, and it was in just like a water bottle, about like this.
Can I go full conspiracy theory? I feel like if you're on fire, I wouldn't be that calm walking around, and I'd probably be done after like 15 seconds.
You think he was on fentanyl?
Was he on something? He had to be on something.
Fentanyl.
Maybe. I feel like 45 seconds is a long time to burn.
Well, and
from
also,
what I saw, it looked pretty real.
It was real, for sure. I mean, that's been confirmed. I wonder if it wasn't the fire extinguisher that killed him, because like, that stuff's not good for you.
Yeah, that gets in your lungs.
The fire
it's
retardant.
It's way worse than fire.
Fire
is pretty bad.
Fire is bad. Like, don't get me wrong, that guy was going to be fucked up for a long time, but it was like that. All right, he's obviously taken after the Vietnamese monk that lit himself on fire. Well, that dude had like a full can of gasoline. So he doused himself, and this kid had, I don't know, say 20 ounces of gasoline. That's not a lot. It's going to burn pretty quick. It could have been.
I don't know. He was yelling free Palestine, and you like inhale a lot when you yell. So that usually does it.
That cop was not going to let him up and attack anybody, though. Gun drawn the whole time.
I honestly think the cop forgot he had the gun in his hand.
Well, because
like,
he was even
just
yelling
in that position because he's in shock.
We need fire extinguishers, not guns. As he was
holding his gun
on
the guy. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna shoot the fire out, sir.
it's well known that I'm not a huge fan of the police, but I'll give that guy a pass because I don't know. I'm not trained to fight fire.
Jesus.
I'm trained to shoot black people.
Has the internet made it to Nevada like fully?
Is his computer on fire now?
Oh my god!
But you know what?
What a free screen for him.
Was it weird? Like, I feel like if I was on fire, there's no way I'm concentrating on anything I'm saying.
This guy had a past. This guy has a crazy story behind him, too, that, like, no one's really talking about. Because, like, he was part of all of these anarchy groups and all this stuff. And, like, a couple of the groups were kind of, like, egging him on. And
do it, pussy.
Yeah. It was the whole backstory, it just doesn't add up.
So what was he? He was a soldier, right?
Yeah, he was part of the Air Force.
Like the American, where did he burn himself?
In front of the Israeli consulate in Washington, D.C. So it was super weird. And like, I saw like a snippet of the video before they took everything off. And he's just like walking up to it all calmly, and he's like saying his little thing. But he had his little manifesto that he was saying all this stuff for. And then like he also was talking to his buddy, and like willed his buddy. It was like his TV and like a refrigerator full of root beer. That was in his will. He had like a refrigerator full of root beer.
Huh.
Which I'm not even going to give you a refrigerator full of root beer.
You get nothing but cum stains and pickle juice in my refrigerator.
Dude, what are you doing to your refrigerator? Your poor refrigerator.
I mean, you always eat after you masturbate. I mean, you're hungry.
I'm out of pickles.
I don't like the wash.
No, it was like a super disturbing video, though. Like, it was definitely real. It happened, and it was.
See, Matt's fucking ruined me. Every story that comes out, I just like, nope, there's got to be something more to the story. Nope.
Well, there definitely is more to the story, but it's like, I think this guy was just kind of crazy and wanted to do something really, like, a little too much. And the cop that came out with his gun out for, like, you don't know what this guy's doing. If he's like, he has like a bomb on his chest or something also. So you're just kind of like freaked out. And you're also seeing a guy on fire.
So, what did you think? He was like a 1930s bomber. Like, gotta light the fuse. Capitalist pigs.
It's like one of those plungers.
Right. Like, I don't know, man. And then there's just, I'm just weary of all of it, because I saw another thing that just, it was funny how they, Ukraine funding, they said stalled talks. And literally 30 minutes later, the U.S. government sends out a warning about Russia secret bullshit about exploding nuclear bombs in the atmosphere. I'm like, God damn it, Matt. I believe in this. I fucking believe in this, Matt.
Oh, you know when, what was it, AT&T went down at the beginning of the week? Yeah. Matt was just creaming in his pants. Like, he was losing his mind. You know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though AT&T doesn't even make it to Nevada, I don't think. I don't know.
Apparently.
Yeah. Like, the mouse that is running in the wheel that runs Matt's internet died. It lit itself on the fire.
I wish at this point I could bring up Joe Biden's interview, but apparently we don't have our host to bring up that fucking chestnut of an interview.
That softball that he still dribbled like Texas leaguer. Just,
oh. It was painful to watch, because,
you know, like, everything he does is painful to watch.
We're going to show the softer side of Joe. He's smart enough to be funny, and the only joke he had was putting on sunglasses and mentioning that Trump couldn't remember his wife's name, even though there was a woman in the audience named Mercedes.
Research? I didn't hear that part. I just know I watched like snippets of it, and it was like this guy's in charge? Really? Really?
Are you talking about me or Biden?
Well, you too.
Well, both.
We think the mouse that runs in the wheel that powers your internet, it lit itself on fire now.
I might have been. Rob hit the internet line when he was tunneling. All right, what were you guys talking about? Because
we talked about everything.
Joe Biden interview.
I also want to know how like close to full erection were you when AT&T went down?
Oh man, what were you thinking?
Honestly, I didn't know till it came back on. I'm not on AT&T, so I was at work, and then I went to check my email or something, and then looked at Drudge, and it said it was down. I was like, huh.
They said,
solar flares. Definitely not a cyber attack. Definitely not a cyber attack. Honestly, I don't know. That's who knows.
So
is
really
anything
hard.
Real anymore? I don't know.
It was really hard to jack off to it.
I bet so, but I mean, like, how are you going to get your porn if AT&T is down? Come
it's
on.
True. Yeah.
You know the worst part about getting older is your masturbation spank bank. Your spank bank is just—it's gone.
Yeah, you got to have.
I have no creep. Nothing.
You got to have visual stimulation.
No, I need to know how good he's giving it to her.
Right. You know?
You're over here right. jacking off like a fucking pilgrim.
I don't know if you guys heard my joke before the computer froze, but the cop was not trained to fight fire. He was trained to shoot black people.
So he was screwed either way.
He was really unclear of how to proceed. And so I give him a pass on that.
I kind of actually, like I was telling Aaron, I kind of totally understand where this cop is coming from. You pull up on a scene, a dude is on fire. You don't know if he has a freaking bomb or what's going on.
Yeah, no,
you automatically grab for your gun. Like,
and he's got a stick of dynamite like in a Western, Tim.
Yeah. I don't blame that dude at all. Like I said, it's not a good look for sure.
It's not a good look.
But I'm not going to fault him for it.
You should have shot out the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
He shoots off the cap of the fire hydrant and just a water cannon goes off.
Just completely melts what's left of that dude's skin. No,
Matt, before you glitch like Mitch out for the second time, we were talking about the Joe Biden time interview.
Glitch like Mitch. Glitch like Mitch. I'm done.
Shoots him through the chain link fence that he was next to.
Only on Fence Post Politics can we find suicide by burning hilarious.
Jesus Christ, we lost Matt again. This no, might
there. Am I froze again?
No, he's like stuck.
Oh, damn it.
There he is.
Froze.
Matt.
Oh my.
Show us your dick if you're there.
Still froze. I'm trying.
Matt, you're frozen. I feel like this would be a picture that we would put up in memorance of Matt. After the officials take him away.
I have a picture of Matt where probably. It looks like he's trying to deep throat the microphone. I need a picture of this so that I can Photoshop in a big dick in his hand.
Obviously, he can't hear us either because he's just jabbering on like Joe in an interview. Hey, Jack, where am I at? Where am I at?
Jesus Christ, Matt.
What a cum stain. What a cum stain.
Oh, my God. All right. So I guess I'll take reins of this. Oh, jeez. I'll take reins of this podcast.
What is EOS webcam utility? Oh, shit. The government got him.
He's been watching too much interracial midget scat porn.
Okay, what's scat porn? You didn't Philly. I'm not going to look it up.
You don't know what scat porn is?
Is it shit porn?
Yeah, it's two girls, one cup.
I feel like, but the only time I've ever heard the word scat is when I was at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal and they were talking about tracking fucking coyotes.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. His EOS got him!
Dude, no. The blue lace. I hope Matt paints his house blue because after these podcasts, they're going to fucking laser him the fuck up.
Quick. Oh my God.
So, what else is going on, Tim?
So that's what scat porn is. and that was the second time I got herpes. crabs.
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 I think you get herpes once, and then you're in it for life.
Yeah. I'm trying to find some kind of good story for you and I to talk about, but like, that's usually Matt's job, and I don't know why we rely on him so much, especially with his internet.
Oh, we're terrible at picking friends.
All right, yeah. Let's Google news of the weird. That's usually always good.
I don't know what the fuck, fellas. If I'm back. Nick,
oh my God.
There he is. Okay.
I hope everything was still recording because I was answering your questions about scat, even though you couldn't hear me.
Matt, paint your house blue, okay? Do us a favor, bud.
I didn't hear that part, I guess.
I said with all the podcasts, the government finally got you and shot a laser at you. Hopefully your house is blue.
I was working out last night and I stepped outside to go pee and there was a drone like in the kind of general vicinity. It wasn't like right over. I don't know if it was somebody in the, you know, somebody
you didn't
local
shoot
or if it?
It
was the government. I don't know. I didn't have a gun near me at the time, which is my bad. That's my fault.
Guns are things. Come on,
it's usually not a good idea to shoot a gun into the air also. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't have shot because it was right there close to the neighbors. And even though I'm not a big fan of them, I'm not that big of a dick.
So. He shoots. Warning shot.
Shut that dog up.
Matt, you should pull up the Joe Biden interview. That's okay. Always fun to cringe at him.
Oh my god!
The one from today.
Yeah.
No, he
was on. What's that fucking guy's
name? Seth Meyers.
It's a late show. Seth Meyers. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you guys watch Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live?
I saw the monologue, and I saw a couple of the.
It was, he didn't go as hard as Norm did on the monologue, but it was still pretty
good.
Oh
my god.
Norm shitting on his dad, the assistant high school girls basketball coach.
Volunteer.
I really did enjoy that part. Do we want, which part of the interview? I've got a couple clips here.
Oh god!
You could really pick any
the whole
section.
Thing was just a okay. softball that he whiffed on.
Well, I'm
yeah. When they talked about like what have you done in your presidency, and he was like, "Well, we got a lot done." It was like wrong.
We got
argument when he knows he's lost the argument.
Yeah,
a lot of Rob
would be better than what?
Rob would be funnier. Yeah. Unintentionally.
President Joe Biden,
it's true.
You mentioned some classified material, some documents recently.
Holy fuck.
Damn
let's not try and test
you.
Matt's...
are currently 81 years old.
Told you that.
Yeah.
That's classified.
That's all Joe.
Zing! Ugh. Holy fuck.
Damn it. This is
dude. That drone.
Be a...
You might want to check your cables.
Turn to a podcast of us telling funny old stories.
Have to be.
Remember that time I came on Matt?
Oh, you came on? Can you tell me?
It's not gay if your socks are on. Is that what he said?
That's what.
He sounds like Garth when they go through the gay. Donut. Yeah, like donuts.
That's all. And first one, eye contact.
This might go down in the like Guinness Book of World Records as the worst podcast ever made.
Scott,
you're gonna listen to this and be like, point. "Yeah, no, we're not listening. We're not gonna post this one."
Hey.
I got nothing, Matt.
Got nothing, Matt.
Matt, you're probably saying freaking just like pure gold fire, but
yeah.
we're getting none of it.
Son of a bitch.
It's like Stephen Hawking in Electrical Storm.
Is it
real? There's a zap.
Matt's got like a good $98 worth of material in front of him, too. How's it not working?
I don't.
Oh my god.
Because of the heat that's coming off Matt Loins, it's just melting everything like that dude melted in front of the Israeli fucking consulate.
Oh my god. Jesus.
God. What else happened this week, Tim?
What happened this week?
Oh yeah, Nikki Haley lost to nobody. That was interesting.
And I love that Joe Biden only got 80% of the vote in Michigan.
100,000 votes for not anybody. Yeah,
they are like, how in a spin room do you spin that one?
You know, well.
Thanks, Matt, for that super insightful.
Did that come through clear?
Nope.
You sound like you're talking to a fan.
You sound like you're getting pounded by one of those automatic.
Awesome.
It's like Tommy Boy. What's with
that?
The fan.
What did they call it? The fuck horse that the girls sit on? That's what you sound like right now.
What the fuck?
Joe Biden is.
Yeah, Matt sounds like he's riding a Sibian.
That's what it is. Taking the shit out of him. That's like, fuck.
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, so I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't the worst thing to happen to Biden, but the people behind the effort, they really downplayed. They were like, as long as we get double digits, it's going to be a success.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was 1 million votes, and he still got 800,000?
Well, the funny thing also is like, him. The last time there was an incumbent Democrat vote in Detroit or in Michigan, only it was Barack Obama, and only 100,000 people showed up. And then this year, 800,000 people some odd showed up.
Dude, you're tingling my fucking conspiracy theory.
I know. Only got 80% of the vote.
There's no fucking way Joe Biden would pull more votes in a primary in Chicago than Barack Obama. I'm a denier.
It's mail-in ballots, dude.
Oh, good. Matt's back.
There he is.
Is it sound better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's off his Sibian. Is that what you call it?
Sibian.
Is that one of those riding machines?
Dan Gibbon.
Oh, man. Turn off your phone, Matt.
Oh, my God. How many podcasts have you done? Jesus Christ.
Oh, it is.
Is that your wife yelling at you that the internet's out?
No, thankfully.
Unplug it.
Plug it back in.
Why would the internet goes out that we're just tech support? Are you the tech support person in your house?
Yeah, I've been tech support since I was like 12. So my parents were old. So it was fix the printer. My dad, the computer would freeze up on him and he would just mash the keyboard about 6 times and then turn it off and walk away.
No, Dad, I don't know why the screen's blank and sticky keyboard. I don't know.
Aaron just hits it with his dick.
Should we try this video again?
He can only reach the B.
We pushing our luck here.
Let's see. Let's see what we got.
Let's see.
You mentioned some classified material, some documents recently leaked, some classified documents. And this isn't a gotcha show, but I do want to ask about it, that says you are currently 81 years old.
Who the hell told you that?
Yeah.
That's classified.
Ooh. All jokes aside, according to recent polling, this is a real concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah.
Nancy's titties. First of all, what he's referencing was when Trump was at a rally and he was talking about Melania and going on and on and on. he saw somebody in the crowd cheering super hard. I guess she's some bigwig in the party down there. Her name is Mercedes. Fucking fact check before you. And Seth Meyers had made that joke on the opening, and this old fuck would just brought it back.
Well, and then he's like, they're trying to do all these gotcha moments on Trump also, like when he accidentally, like, he blamed Nikki Haley for January 6th, and it was just like, no, he just had her name in his head, and he just said it a few times. It's not like,
yeah,
it's not like a huge senior moment.
Right. They're both old, but yes. Trump's clearly still mostly with it. Like, Biden's clearly not. I mean, it's not a good comparison. And this is what I hate about the Trump presidency is, like, I'm not a fan of the guy. I voted for him in 20 because Uncle Joe, come on. but like, I'm not a fan of the guy, but you have to, like, you end up defending the, because of all the bullshit that gets thrown at him. You're like, okay. And this guy immediately switches to Trump, you know, like when they ask him a question about his age.
Deflect, and he
immediately
deflect.
Goes immediately to Trump. So, like, oh, you got nothing. Like, you have no solid arguments. You have no policy positions to run on. It's just orange man bad.
It's
the argument we always have with Rob.
Yeah.
We're not full. And what really pisses me off about this whole thing is if you go anything anti-Biden policy, you're automatically in MAGA country.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's asinine. Like the border deal too. Like, they're like, oh, the biggest bipartisan border bill ever. Like, yeah, and it sucked. You essentially legalized what's happening right now up to, but like, oh, once it hits 8,500, yeah, it was 5,000 average over a week, then we can shut down the border. But like, but you're already not enforcing the laws on the books. What makes you think, like, nothing gives me any faith that you're going to uphold this new law. And yeah, so this is all in a text chain. And so then Rob was trying to, pardon the language, trying to Jew me down over the difference between encounter and migrant encounter and migrant crossing. And he's like, they're different. I was like, where were they encountered, Rob? Oh, across the southern border. That's where they were encountered. So they crossed the border and then they got encountered. What's the fucking difference?
I saw something the other day that more people have crossed the border, like, population wise, than 34 states.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 2.5 million last year alone.
Yeah. So, like, we basically just, like, inherited a new state of people.
And those are only the ones that were encountered.
We know
that
about.
Were
yeah.
processed and then released into the country. Yeah. That's not the gotaways.
They're in full buying votes mode.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna try to get them be able to vote. And then today, Kamala came out. I don't remember the specifics, but said something to the extent that there's a program where they'll pay for your school if you register to vote.
Jesus. Well, all right. So I don't know if it's same in Colorado, because it always starts in California and then kind of moves. Like, it's like Colorado or California, and then like Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Nevada, all kind of follow in the same path. But California has where it's, and now, and I can't remember if it's on the, if it, I know it passed on a ballot question, but it's an amendment to the state constitution, which has to pass twice before it goes into effect. But California has it where you're automatically registered to vote when you get your driver's license. And then they allow illegals to get a driver's license.
Wait, at 16?
You have to be 18, but like...
Oh, okay.
But yeah, when you're 18, like, and you go get a, like, renew your driver's license or whatever, that they automatically register you to vote. And that's the way, I guess it's not the way it is here. Yet anyways, but
I just think in Colorado, if you get your driver's license, you're in selective service.
Yeah, that's... I also have a theory. I think maybe my Transforce theory is coming true, but it was not how I envisioned it with, green berets with double D tits and raging boners, which is terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
What I think is, particularly after listening to a podcast with Grand Thumb. I guess it was not really a podcast, but one of his YouTube videos, and he had a British military contractor and then an American military contractor that were serving over in Ukraine with like their foreign division or whatever. And they were going over kind of like the ins and outs of how the actual fighting is going. And that shit's fucking brutal. Like it's straight up World War I trench warfare, but with all the neat, cool guns and technology shit that we have today. And so maybe they're having this big recruiting crisis in the military, but maybe they're just picking up all these non-binary people and then just send them to the front as cannon fodder eventually. Jesus. Because they're not going to be a very effective fighting force. But if we've learned anything from Russia, you don't have to have an effective fighting force. You just got to have a lot of them.
Like just throw bodies.
A whole lot of them. Yeah, so maybe that's... I don't know how Transforce is going to shape out. I'm spitballing here, fellas. I'm spitballing.
You're a renaissance man, Matt.
So anything else on this Biden...
I mean, go interview. Through this. He goes through his accomplishments. It's almost like a Kamala Harris kind of stump speech.
Really he also talks about his plan for 2020.
It's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back on Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years. They've been solid American positions.
President Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, it obviously wasn't a solid American position because Roe v. Wade was challenged many, many, many times before they finally overturned it. I mean, the pro-life movement was like constantly challenging the Roe v. Wade stuff, like constantly. So it was never solid settled. It was kind of a 50-50 issue, which is why neither side really wants to do anything about it, because it's the ultimate wedge issue. If you don't fix that problem, then you can run on it again and again and again. Just same way with the border. Like that's been... The Republicans have had plenty of chances to do shit about it. Never did. So no. It's all just wedge issues. That's all it is.
Got your internet up. Is a wedge issue.
Thanks, Elon. I've heard some, I guess it came out the other day that the CIA had a bunch of bases in Ukraine, right up on the Russian border, pre-Russia invasion. So like the whole unprovoked line kind of keeps getting whittled away at, like, seems like we were poking pretty hard over there.
Is that a Trump thing, or was that there during? I could see Cheney doing that.
I could see. I could see any of. I think it was under Trump though. But and so like Trump was the first one to sell Ukraine weapons. Like that was the whole thing he got impeached over, was not blackmailing Zelensky, because like the whole thing was like he tried to. If I remember right, is he tried to use his political influence to get at his political opponent, is what they said when they impeached him. But yet,
to fire that prosecutor.
Yeah, The prosecutor didn't dig up on anything on Joe Biden, and then they still got the weapons. So like it was, if he was guilty of what they were accusing him of, he just did a really shitty job of it. But yeah, he sold him. I think it was a bunch of like Stinger. Maybe not Stingers. Maybe it was the, what's the anti-tank one? Javelin missiles, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then apparently there was a bunch of bio labs. Remember that one was a conspiracy theory too, that there was bio labs in Ukraine. Turns out that was true, and there was a lot of them. Like I think it was like 28 or some shit like that. And now it turns out there was a bunch of CIA spy bases along the Russian border. Like I'm not saying he was right for invading, but I kind of see where he's coming from, you know. if the Russians were setting up a bunch of spy bases on the Mexico border, we'd probably nuke Moscow. It's
wait, what?
Do you not remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, Tim? You were alive during it.
How dare you, first off. But
you're old.
If the Mexicans were building a bunch of bases on the Mexican border.
Russians, that's what I heard, too.
If the Russians were building them on the Mexican border, we would nuke Moscow.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that if the Mexicans were putting a bunch of borders on the Mexican border.
The Mexicans pretty much have free reign. If I'm watching stuff closely, it seems like there's no rules down there.
We would bomb Moscow if the Mexicans started getting uppity.
Here's a question: what do you do with Mexico? Like, who do you deal with? Like, do you just tell the government to fuck off and deal directly with the cartels because they're who's really in charge, or what do you do with a country like Mexico?
That is a good question.
Build a wall, brother.
Build that wall.
Make it a 51st state.
I would not be opposed to it.
Like, no.
if these guys are, and I've said it many a times, but I'll say it again. If these fuckers are so hell bent on going to war, why don't we liberate Canada first? That'll be easy. and then just roll south and just roll all the way down to Argentina. That their new president seems like he's pretty cool. We'll get along with him. And then let the rest of the world just fuck off. Just Monroe Doctrine again. Just.
There was a guy in Germany in the 30s with the same thought process.
Well, I didn't say anything about the Jews. In that scenario.
It was implied because it was you.
Oh,
we're not
fair enough.
Be that specific on the genocide.
But yeah, we've covered
it. No. Back off on that. Back off on that.
You gotta be non-specific. Non-specific. Non-specific genocide is the name of the game.
I'm just going to take over all these countries next to me.
Blanket genocide. That if anyone wants to know my foreign policy, blanket genocide, never specific.
It would be a McKinley's. It would be a Mick Blitzkrieg.
Mick Blitzkrieg.
Sounds like a sandwich at McDonald's.
That's what they serve on Hitler's birthday in Germany at an old McDonald's. McBlitzkrieg.
And what is the fake meat called?
Meat?
It wouldn't be there. Impossible. Would be no meat because it's vegan. Impossible meat. Yeah.
Impossible meat.
Impossible McBlitzkrieg.
Yeah. Dairy-free. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Apparently that dude that set himself on fire wasn't the first guy to set himself on fire over the Israel-Palestine deal. I guess there was a guy in Atlanta. I don't even know if it was a guy. I somebody else. I don't know. I don't know any of the details. But I have a hard time imagining a circumstance where I would light myself on fire in protest of anything, let alone a country thousands of miles away from here.
Oh, no, the Rockies make me think about it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do as our final hoorah, because let's face it, by the time we die, the Rockies still won't have won the World Series. So we'll go down to Coors Field and just light ourselves on fire in protest of the Monforts.
We're riddled with cancer, so we have no pain receptors anymore.
Yeah. Like my liver's about to burst any moment, so we might as well just light yourself on fire.
Matt, I was when you were taking your little siesta
glitched,
there.
Glitch like yeah. glitch.
Have you heard all the stuff about this guy also?
No, but I had read the story about it, and then I was watching the video with me and my wife were reading through the story, watched the video, he was talking before he lit himself on fire. And I was like, oh, he's a gay guy. And that's about as far as I got. And then I just assume he's got every flag in his Twitter profile, you know, like Ukraine, Palestine, pride flag. He seems like your typical lefty college student today.
Yeah. He had some anarchist, issues. And then he also it kind of seems like, yeah.
Huh.
Look into this guy, because.
Is that the McKinley household foreplay? Is
yeah, I was wondering that too. You're just cuddling on the couch and just spoon up and watch a guy burn himself to death.
Ooh, well, that's got to be hot, babe.
We weren't cuddling, I don't think.
It doesn't they take much. No.
I think it was at the dinner table. It was dinner table talk.
He might as well. You had well done steaks.
Oh, hibachi.
I can see that. As I one mean, of those,
if
hibachi.
He would have flipped a shrimp tail into his pocket, come on, come on.
Did you do the volcano with the onions, Matt? Before turning it off.
Probably don't eat those soaked in gasoline, but looks cool. Don't eat them. Yeah, this guy has
some skeletons in his closet that
I believe
is definitely not talking about. And this guy, basically he emailed his manifesto beforehand to a bunch of news outlets and some anarchist website.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
And they basically, and the anarchist website kind of just said, go for it, man.
Yeah. Didn't you know, Matt, you were CC'd on it?
I didn't get that email, I suppose.
It was a BCC. He was blind copied.
Got it. Yeah. That happens.
Okay, so this is from Marxist.com. Aaron Bushnell, an act expressing the rage and frustration of millions. No, I don't think that's the one we want. AnarchistFederation.net. Okay, I think maybe this is.
He had a lot of skeletons in his closet for sure.
He was on the R. Kelly spectrum.
Now so I'm in the closet. Today I am planning to engage in extreme act of protest against the genocide of the Palestinian people. The below link should take you to a live stream and recorded footage of the event, which will be highly disturbing. I ask that you make sure that the footage is preserved and reported on. We
don't worry, everybody loves a barbecue.
Yeah. We consulted the Twitch account. The username was Lily Anarchity. Huh. The user icon is circle A. We have since confirmed the identity of Aaron Bushnell. He served in the U.S. Air Force for almost 4 years. One of his loved ones described Aaron as a force of joy in our community. There wasn't anything joyful about that video.
No.
An online post described him as an amazingly gentle, kind, compassionate person who spends every minute and penny he has helping others. How did he buy the gas then? He is silly. This part. He is silly.
In Biden's economy, he bought that much gas?
He is silly. Silly is not quite the word I would have used, but we'll go with silly. He makes anyone laugh. We are laughing about it now.
I didn't laugh that much watching the video.
No. I didn't. I laughed at the memes. I didn't
watch the video. I couldn't.
He is a principled anarchist who lives out his values in everything he does. So anarchist values are just setting yourself on fire.
Apparently. So why
is nobody setting themselves on fire for like the Uyghurs who are getting murdered for like years?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Matt, I was also telling Aaron about this, but apparently this guy had a talk with one of his buddies a day before it happened, and the buddy thought everything was cool, and then this guy emailed him his new will, and he emailed him his will, and his will contained him willing him his refrigerator full of root beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of
it's gonna go bad.
That's a brilliant troll. Like my last will and testament.
I have a fridge full of root beer. It's yours, dude.
That's how you know this guy's a psycho. Who drinks root beer anymore?
Who has root beer is delicious, but who has a fridge full of it?
When's the last time you drank root beer?
I'm not saying my dad drinks root beer, and he's 5 years older than you, Tim. Boomers.
Yeah, okay. Root beer is amazing.
I'm not talking shit on root beer. I'm just saying it's kind of a like nobody drinks that shit, and it's and they haven't for a while. Like it's kind of a niche thing.
What the fuck is Aaron doing? Aaron, turn your mic off.
Scream there, amigo.
Jesus,
just pissing in the kitchen.
I mean, is it any worse than Matt being on the fuck machine?
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
How's that bubble water?
Different strokes for different folks.
So this guy basically, like, the media is making him out to be some kind of hero, but he definitely had some issues.
I feel like are they making him out to be a hero? Nowadays. I haven't, because I don't watch the cable news anymore. But it is because. Like they've been reporting on Gaza quite a bit, but they're all still pretty pro-Israeli. Like we were talking before, that New York Times story about the rape and dead babies and stuff from Hamas turned out to be pretty much all bullshit, and it was made up by a former IDF intelligence officer who took part in this story, but even though she had never published any sort of journalistic work ever before, and her previous job was for the Israeli Defense Forces. So it was like a straight propaganda piece. So I don't know what the media's view is on the Israel. Like they're kind of like Biden, it seems like, where they're like, hey, Israel, don't do that. But we're standing with you. They're like, we told them we had some strong conversations right before we sent them a whole bunch of more bombs. You're like, I don't, your position is confusing to me.
Is it kind of like us in the bar with Matt when he's super hammered? Matt, don't piss on the sign. No.
I'm just talking shit to some dude that's like 6'8", and you're like, okay, 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 okay. Everybody, okay.
Hey, no, Matt, friends. don't call him a cunt, Matt. No, if you just want to see it kind of burn.
He said bunt.
Speaking of bunts, I heard you guys talking about Nikki Haley. That I hope she stays in all the way through, and
she's going to.
I don't know. The Koch brothers dropped out. They stopped funding her. So who knows? I would. She should have been out by now, but she's.
I got a text from her really, the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ask her how her husband was doing?
I said unfollow.
Did you get a nice push shot?
No, I wish.
You probably could. Have
I would have voted for her.
You probably could have fucked her. Her husband's deployed. So she has a track record of doing.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, there's two sworn affidavits of dudes that she fucked while her husband was deployed.
Jesus. So, and why is she pushing so hard for World War III?
So her husband can be deployed all the time, and she can just go on a fuck fest.
Her and Lindsey Graham fuck in the same circles.
They're probably fucking the same pool boy.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That pool boy goes both ways.
I don't know, because she's Indian, right? Do Indians and Filipinos get
along?
That's
what she says.
That's the question here. Because you know Lindsey Graham's pool boy is a Filipino. Like, almost guaranteed.
We should text that question to Jake.
We should. where's my phone?
I sent Jake a meme the other day of what's his name? Che, the guys that do Weekend Update.
Oh, Michael and, Che, yeah.
And then the other guy, what's the white guy's name? I can't remember. But he
Mr. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. His joke was something about how Leap Day is next Thursday, but this year we have to deal with it for a whole nother day. And then it just showed Black History Month.
And what was Jake's response to that?
He just said, damn.
I said, do Indians and Filipinos have beef?
Yeah, he's probably sleeping too. I can't wait for this response.
We need to have an episode where we bring all these guys on. Just
I know,
so they can try and tell their side of the story of anything.
So Nikki Haley lost by 20 points in her home state and still gave somewhat of a victory speech. Trump's victory speech was even better because they were talking about the black turnout in South Carolina, and he's like,
oh, Jesus, I think they Christ, like me. Yes.
They think I'm being discriminated against because of the indictments. I think they really connected with me on that one.
he won Michigan by a mile also.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the comment he made, too? Like, no. He was saying, like, he couldn't see the black faces in the crowd or some shit like that. Pull it up. Fucking pull it up. It was just one of the, like, he just... It was, you know what, that whole, his whole speeches, it's an Andrew Dice Clay special. Like, he's it's Mr. Garrison. He's just fucking.
He's just riffing.
I think that's it.
Was this in South Carolina? Or was.
Yeah, it had to be because I don't think there was anything. Yeah, it had to be South Carolina.
Okay.
You should Google like Trump crowd comment.
Okay. Trump.
Oh, Tim went crowd. To go get pegged by the Sibian.
He's
I couldn't hear you guys over the Sibian.
is it Sibian? Or am I totally fucking that up?
I mean,
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Okay, cool.
I only own two of them.
You would think one for the mouth and one for the anus, but they're both for the anus.
How would that feel in the mouth?
If you sit on it right,
that would be intense. Do you have to do you have to do a headstand and then like jam the one up your ass first and then do a headstand so that you get the full mouth action? Because or do you just like tilt the Sibian up so you can?
It's like a
I'm not sure about the physics here. It's an L shape. Okay.
He knows the He knows a fabricator. Don't worry about it.
So that the autism kicks in. You're just like, all right, how physically would that work?
How can someone use two at the same time? And then you go on to how can someone use three at the same time?
Three Sibians? Man.
That would register on the Richter scale, I think.
Okay, might as well maybe banging a horse at that point.
I think this might be it. This is from Midas Touch, which they're a bunch of crazy lefties. So maybe we'll see.
Matt's chugging along.
There you go.
Oops. Yeah. You, the black population, I am being indicted for a lot of different groups.
Yeah, that's real. Donald Trump spoke at an event hosted by an organization.
Okay.
God, I fucking
black voices.
I know. I just want to. I want to see the actual comment.
He got indicted. Here, play this clip.
And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing. But
yeah, that's actually not AI. That's actually what he said here.
What the fuck? So
Matt, we didn't get any of that.
You didn't?
No. Elon shut you down.
Damn it.
And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing, but it...
Yeah, that's...
I'm pretty sure that was not what was going through their mind.
I don't think it probably was, but Trump's hilarious, dude. God damn it, that dude's funny.
He is funny.
He says that again. Play the clip.
I think that's why the black people are so much on my side now, because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?
No,
I've heard that.
It does not
when
make
I
sense.
Did the mugshot in Atlanta, you know, that mugshot is number one. Elvis Presley's number two, and Frank Sinatra's. They had Frank Sinatra for fighting, and they had Elvis for, I don't know, something in a gas station. He tried to hold up a gas station. I don't know. Elvis. So Elvis is number two, but he was always number one. The mugshot, we've all seen the mugshot. And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece. It's pretty amazing. Millions. By the way, millions of these things have been...
Here, Donald Trump.
Oh.
He's a funny dude.
He is. I like him in clips. I cannot imagine going to a rally and sitting through, because he'll go for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, just
easily
fucking wings it. Just wings it.
He doesn't even need a teleprompter. He just goes.
No, the teleprompter would melt down. It's like, I don't know.
I give up.
He's funny, and the part that gets me is he pisses all the right people off. Like, that part makes me like him more, but then also he does a bunch of stupid shit that I'm just like, this guy's kind of unhinged, but he is pissing these people off, so maybe he's onto something. I don't know. It's just,
It is Trump funny to watch, Biden, like half the country, like lose their mind.
So there was another clip of Trump telling the audience the lights were too bright, apparently meaning he could only see black audience members. these lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there, but I can only see the black ones. I can't see any of the white ones. That's how far I've come.
Jesus.
I mean, I think I found it.
It sounds like something Nick
they were probably sent here so that we put them in jail. Because to put them...
Oh my God, the internet, Matt. The internet.
No, this is me trying to...
I'm going to be really...
And as much as you want to put them in our jails, they were probably sent here so that we put them in our jails. Because to put them in our jails, they didn't pay the electric bill. To put them... Oh, I like that much better. Oh.
Are you getting any of this, Tim?
Nothing.
Oh, that's so much better.
You didn't get anything?
Matt's frozen again. Deep throating his mic.
I heard that one. Fuck. Well, you heard the last video, didn't you, Tim?
I could hear, like, I hear, like, a snippet, and then it goes blank.
Oh. Hmm.
I caught some of the good jokes, though.
As much as you want to put them in our jails, they were probably sent here so that we put them in our jails. No. Because to put them in...
Okay. Well, we'll skip the videos from here on out. That's not going to work. Yeah, I do love the spin that Nikki Haley's putting on all of these. Like, it's gotta hurt at some point. Like, you lost by 20 points in your home state that you used to be governor of. Like, that's like, gotta suck, don't it?
She won pretty handedly, right? In those,
it's a Republican state, and she was two term, or maybe she left her second term early to be, what was she, UN ambassador for Trump, something like that. I don't know. It's
I was gonna ask you guys who, if Trump was not in this, who would be winning?
Who? Honestly, I think RFK Jr. would. If he was in the Democrat primary, I think there's a good chance he'd be winning it, just strictly off of name.
If he stayed Democrat, like he would be winning.
I don't know if it'd be a blowout,
who would be winning out of the field that we started with?
DeSantis probably.
You think so?
Sanctimonious.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Well, I don't know. After the lifts, I don't know.
Yeah,
things seem to go downhill after the boot high heels.
Well, like, try to take Trump out of the picture though, which is fucking impossible to do nowadays.
That's hard to do. Yeah,
everything revolves around Trump. The dude's a fucking juggernaut. But like
DeSantis, if it was just a straight up Republican thing.
He's a goober, but we've elected goobers before. I mean, look at George W. And Obama's kind of a goober too. I don't know. It's hard telling.
Would Haley still be in it?
Probably.
I feel like all the old conservatives with money, that would be their horse.
Yeah, she's the donor class likes her, so she'd have plenty of money, and I don't know. Trump has, there's a good chance that Trump will just bankrupt the RNC as well with all of his fucking legal fees.
He's trying to.
It's Yeah, it's insane. I don't know. And then the Democrats have just squashed all competition they can, or just ignored anybody running against Biden. It's they moved the first primary to South Carolina, which is illegal in New Hampshire. I guess it's in New Hampshire state constitution that they have to be 7 days before everybody else.
And, really?
Yeah. And so, yeah, he pissed off a bunch of people in New Hampshire, but honestly, does anybody care about New Hampshire? Like, when's the last time they've done anything relevant?
I seriously think RFK is going to be the reason Biden loses.
If he gets on the ballot in all 50 states, which I don't know if he can, he's going to throw a real wrench into the election. He's not gonna win it, but he might win some delegates. You know, like he might pick off. You know, it's Maine and Nebraska that split their delegates by congressional district.
Yeah,
so there's always like one.
I thought there was one more in there too.
I'm not for sure, but I know Nebraska and Maine for sure, because there's always like one red district in Maine that gets an you know, the Republicans will get one electoral vote in Maine, and then Biden got one in Nebraska this last time, like the
That's right.
whatever the district that Omaha's in went for Biden, and that was the first time it's happened in Nebraska for a while, I think, but I don't know. It's really kind of gross how they talk about how Trump is such a threat to democracy, but they've done everything to squash any sort of competition on the Democrat side. I mean, they pushed a fucking Kennedy out of the Democrat Party. Like the son of RFK got pushed out of the Democrat Party.
Who was the last president to be taken off of a ballot?
Abe Lincoln.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do have to say, for how depressing this all is, just to save it for entertainment value, they better debate.
And fuck.
Live. We are watching.
There's no chance in hell.
I want the three-way debate with RFK and his stupid voice up there. Like RFK is gonna like the vaccines caused this, and the magnificent vaccine, tremendous vaccine, fastest vaccine in history. Everybody,
he lost his voice from sucking dick.
Hey, Jack, LBBQ friendly. Jack, get vaccinated.
Joe Biden's just eating ice cream during the whole debate.
Eating ice cream, talking about Gaza.
With his aviator glasses on.
To his credit, who the fuck goes up and asks the dude a question about Israel Gaza when he's trying to enjoy an ice cream cone?
Ice cream cone.
Like that's a little over the line.
But his answer was hilarious because we'll have an answer in the next,
by the weekend.
What do you say? Yeah, end by the weekend. Weekend. And then it just like escalated everything.
And then Monday.
Yeah.
And then immediately
security,
both.
My security advisors tell me it's soon. I don't know.
And then almost immediately both Hamas and Israel said, no, we're not close at all.
Oh, did you see the French president talk mm-hmm. about how it wasn't out of the realm of having Western troops on the ground?
See,
and literally every country is walking away from France.
Yeah, fuck
like,
France.
Nah, Doug.
I was starting to warm up a little bit to France with all the farmer protests over there, because they're like spraying down government buildings with shit wagons. And I was like, all right, maybe the French are cool. And then, yeah, that's... Macron was like, well, maybe we could send NATO forces to Ukraine. Now, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. It's a fight between Russia and Little Russia. Stay out of it.
The French are kind of known for their revolutions.
I know they do know how to riot, though, don't they? I mean, they can damn sure protest. Not much of anything else that I'm aware that they're capable of lately, but they do know how to protest. Let me find the story about Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. She drowned in a Tesla. I think it was a Tesla.
She got Teddy Kennedy'd?
No.
Chappaquiddicked?
Yeah, where was the Kennedy in this whole situation? Were they around the scene?
Maybe. Let me find this. We know that McConnell's stepping down, but that's not what I. Okay, here we go. We don't have to have video this time, so I think I can share it without freezing up. Maybe. Angela Chow, Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, dies in car accident. Died in a car accident, according to several media publications.
Oh God, so we're still frozen, Matt.
Even when Matt speaks, it freezes up.
Does it really?
Too much internet.
All right, I'll pull it off the screen. Pull it down. God, Jesus. Damn it.
Are there any drones flying outside, Matt?
I'm not sure. I'm in here, so I can't see outside. You know, because I'm inside.
It's just shoddy.
Angela Chow was a formidable shipping executive and shipping industry leader, as well as a proud and loving daughter. Blah 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 blah. So she was like the CEO of this shipping company that has ties back to the Chinese Communist Party. And she was a Harvard graduate. I want to hear about the crash, though. Not hearing. Maybe this one. She died Sunday it was in Texas, Blanco County. Blanco County Sheriff's Office on Thursday confirmed it was investigating an incident on private property that involved Chow, but it would not provide any additional information. Daily Beast, maybe they have something. But apparently she like backed into a creek that was next to this house, and then I think it was a Tesla, so I don't know if like the doors shorted out and then it just locked her inside and she died.
Oh shit.
Like aren't creeks technically not that deep? Would it take 10 hours?
Most creeks, yeah.
Is it a creek or a crick?
Crick. I don't know.
You got to watch out for those cricks.
The cricks.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Goddamn cricks. There is like nothing. Try a different search engine. Google's not showing anything. Sister-in-law. New York Post will have something good. She may have drowned after crashing her car into a body of water on private property. So maybe it was a pool. She drove into the pool. That'd be funny. this Chinese chick just gets blasted and drives her Tesla into the pool.
just cementing every stereotype ever.
It just said, yeah, right. he was just trying to parallel park. I think we solved it, guys. There was no foul play. She was just simply an Asian woman driving. We can't expect much more than that.
God.
A law enforcement source told the outlet that Chow possibly drowned after a car was found submerged in a body of water on the property. Located in a rugged area dotted with multi-million second homes along rolling hills favored by many of the state's wealthiest residents.
This seems fishy.
It does seem fishy.
They couldn't say pond or lake.
And then Mitch the Glitch steps down as a minority leader.
What the fuck's going on?
Interesting.
Is our brain too broken from all the conspiracies coming true lately that this just seems like a conspiracy now?
Is this a conspiracy or just lazy writing? I can't tell.
I don't know. Well, see, this is the most information that we've found. And I've looked at like three different articles so far. And yeah, this is the only one that mentions any details about a body of water.
Huh. I mean, at this point, it sounds like she drowned in a puddle.
Yeah. Maybe Mitch is a real gangster and we just don't know. Like, maybe you don't cross Mitch McConnell.
He'll glitch you.
I got to pop this up on the screen, so I'll try not to talk while it's just so you can see Mitch and his wife.
Looks like Tim.
The fuck?
Oh, it is Tim.
Do they have to bang a gong every time they walk into a room?
They should. They absolutely should.
Everybody bows. I would
respect him more if he did. And then his wife just goes, "You pay now!"
No ticky-ticky, no laundry.
Bobert's kid got arrested. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
22 charges.
We're in Colorado. We heard about that.
I bet. Where was he arrested at? Oh, in Rifle?
Rifle. Yeah.
At a bar.
You got to do something pretty fucked up to get arrested in Rifle, I think. Like, it's a pretty small town.
We knew someone in college from Rifle, didn't we?
Craig.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people from Craig. I think maybe there was a... I don't know. I can't recall anybody from Rifle specifically, but he is 4 counts of criminal possession of a financial device, 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and 3 counts of theft under $300. I really hope she doesn't get reelected. I mean, as entertaining as I don't know.
It's going to.
I don't know, dude. That's a
switching
crowded,
districts.
That's a crowded primary too.
Yeah.
That just helps the incumbent.
She's not an incumbent though. She's I mean she so is. Cheap. Yeah.
It is a new yeah.
My dad said he didn't think she'd win, but that's hard to back a county's like 7 people, so it's hard telling. You know, public sentiment down there doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. So,
no, I think your dad's spot on because she barely won last time.
Mm-hmm. Well, if she wasn't such white trash, like that would be easy seat for her to be elected to constantly. She's just white trash, and I don't know. It's like all the slutty girls in high school that we went to high school with are now like becoming congresswomen. And you're like, I know you're not smart enough for that job. I know you're not. But then again, it's that or a bunch of geriatric lizard people. So we're
it's true.
America. Crazy. What else did there was something else I wanted to talk about and I can't remember what it was now. It's gonna be a good one, I think. Texas is on fire right now. I don't know if you guys saw that. The panhandles, like there was a town that got, I don't know how much of the town, but like pretty good chunk of it got burnt. Like
lasers.
Well, it's could have been Jewish space lasers. We don't know. It has not been confirmed that it wasn't Jewish space lasers, which we know like, exists where now.
Where has Rob been for the past 3 weeks?
He's been tunneling all over the goddamn place. Little fella. I think I might send him a pickaxe for Christmas. just shows up and he opens it and Emily's like, what the fuck is this?
Don't even put where who it's from.
No,
in the background of all of his podcasts.
I don't know how it'd work, but like a pickaxe shaped like a menorah. It wouldn't be a very effective pickaxe, but it'd be
he could cool. He could figure it out.
He could figure it out. He'd figure out how to tunnel with that sucker. Did anybody ever hear what the story was behind that? Like, because we didn't ever come to any conclusion of why the tunnels were dug. It was one of the craziest...
I don't know if there was any closure to that.
That's one of the craziest stories that I've heard in quite some time.
Wasn't it because it was a radical wing of some church?
Yeah, it was like...
dispute over the building, like, across from it, or the building right next to it.
And they is that what... I don't know exactly. It was very unclear. And seeing how it centered around a synagogue, a lot of lawyer talk going on there, you know, so that they tend to be pretty good at the lawyerly stuff. So like, it's all very unclear as to what happened. Who's Andy Cohen?
That was the former Trump lawyer.
That's Michael Cohen.
Oh, he's a film.
Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Isn't he like a host of TV shows or something?
I'm thinking so. I'm looking on Drudge here, and it's just another lawsuit accuses Andy Cohen of coke parties. Seems like a cool guy. Favoritism, booze, and bullying. This seems like a guy that we should probably hang out with.
He was the head coach of the Lehigh University Mountain Hawks. I don't think that's him.
I'm guessing not. I don't know for certain, but I'm guessing not. Andy Cohen refutes cocaine and booze-drenched lawsuit from Leah McSweeney. Oh, he's the creator of the Real Housewives franchise, I guess. He has faced a number of accusations and unsavory allegations of late, but a cocaine-fueled favoritism and booze-bullying lawsuit has truly raised his ire.
The first thing that comes up when I search Andy Cohen, it says Andy Cohen begs CNN to reverse alcohol ban for New York Eve's broadcast. Quote, give the daddy some juice.
That's the name of the podcast. That dude was throwing some coke parties. Give the daddy some juice. Okay, yeah, that You're right. That has to be the name of the episode. There's no other. I'm changing it right now.
And how fitting is it for the glitched out fucking mess this was? Give some
right.
Give the daddy some juice. That's awesome. Yeah, that is spoken like a true, like a guy that was that would truly know how to throw a cocaine party. You think any of these judgments against Trump will stand, like the 350 something million that he's supposed to pay, and then he's barred from running a business in New York for 3 years? It seems. I don't know. I really don't know. It seems like a victimless crime that they got him on, because it was all. Well,
when Rob argues against it, I know, like, a crime, you can still have a crime without there being an actual victim. But these are big banks that testified on his behalf, saying they did their due diligence and they would
and he paid it
with him again.
He paid it off.
He paid him back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the whole first impeachment thing. We're like, okay, but there was no quid pro quo there, because he still gave the dude the weapons and Biden didn't get investigated. So there was no there. And nothing happened. And but like this there, this there, one there. There was a whole bunch of like big time like business guys in New York that were like, whoa, what the fuck? Are you guys going to come after us for this shit too? Because everybody inflates their assets. I don't know. It's and then there's the it's hard to keep track of all the ones that they're coming after him for, but it seems like the one in Georgia is falling apart, because that the DA is a whore.
Oh, did you see the testimony yesterday?
No.
The divorce lawyer. Man, like. So the story is, apparently the woman, the defense lawyer woman for Trump, was texting back and forth, and basically she was asking him over text, like, something to the extent, like, did they have a romantic relationship? Basically, they were lying about their testimony. And he said, absolutely. And it was, I'm sure it was just like Hunter Biden today. Every question was like, I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember texting you that, even though she had the text, right? That thing's going to get, at the very least, I think the lovers are going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs of that case, because it's like it's a RICO case, so it's who the fuck knows. But the New York ones are fucking retarded. Like the one the civil fraud deal. Like I honestly don't understand that one, because the banks that lent him the money, which he paid back, testified on his behalf, and they still found him, and that whole deal was just for the trial part was just for the amount of money he had to pay. The judge just decreed that he was guilty.
That's not an impartial judge in the least.
No, not at all. And so, like, I don't know how if it stands up, but they're like, it's just a death by a thousand cuts at this point. But then they have that Alvin Bragg dude's bringing charges for campaign finance, but he's using a federal election law and charging him with a felony in a New York City municipal court. Like, well, that's out of your jurisdiction. Like, that you can't have a local prosecutor charge you with a federal crime. Like, that doesn't work. And so I don't even know how that thing made it to trial, but I guess it's going to trial.
You're going to trial.
You're on. You're on trial.
All right, fellas, I got to call it.
How's it bedtime for Tim?
Well, I got to get to Tim's office before he does tomorrow.
Maybe that's what, when we set ourselves on fire in front of Coors Field, we're all three just yanking as hard as we can, screaming Free Palestine.
Just a triangle jerk?
Yeah. Yeah. Just,
I call Tim's hands because they're soft.
They are soft. He works a soft job. You don't want these hands. You don't
How dare both hands. Of you.
But we got to switch,
you
know.
You better not be wearing gloves again, Tim, I swear to God. And you better be looking me in the eye, and it better be enthusiastic.
See, we'll have to use diesel instead of gasoline because it doesn't burn as hot. So that way we can do, like, you know, like three pumps, Free Palestine, and switch. And then we...
Oh,
you know. Jesus Christ.
You know what we could do? We pour ourselves with the diesel, and we don't use a match. We just get so much friction going that a spark ignites.
Yeah.
That would really make a statement.
Right. Yeah.
Move your ass.
They
burning daylight.
I say they kicked Trump off the Illinois primary ballot, too. So that's neat. Anyway, yeah, move your ass. We're burning daylight.
Good guys and bad guys, cowboys and Indians, sinners and saints, masters and minions, they're all the same to me, they're all the same to me, winners and losers. Fortune and failure.